our state! Save our state!
Lunchtime demonstrations might be growing into something of a routine in Sitka. Just last week, organizers coordinated a local demonstration as part of a National Day of Action calling to close migrant detention centers. On Monday, some 60-odd people gathered at the roundabout to protest Governor Mike Dunleavy's vetoes of over $400 million from the state operating budget. And for many of the people gathered, their concern was as personal as it was institutional.
I don't like to highlight the personal aspect because I think it's broader concern about our state, our neighbors, and these people, but it would be detrimental to me as well.
That's Saul Neely. He's a tenured professor of English at the University of Southeast Alaska, Juneau.
If these budget cuts stand, my wife immediately loses her job, I risk losing my job, I have tenure, this is a way to kill all of that.
The personal threats aside, Neely sees the budget cuts as a reflection of a more deeply rooted antagonism.
We teach critical thinking, we teach critical theory, exactly what Dunleavy and the national interest that he represents want to destroy. This is a death budget. We got to call it what it is.
That's a sentiment and set of concerns shared by many involved in education in Southeast Alaska. Peter Vu works at Mount Edgecombe High School and for Outer Coast. He says the students he works with are already starting to look elsewhere for higher education opportunities.
I imagine a state where the people who are governing it are making every decision that prioritizes sort of short-term gains for long-term costs. And if there isn't a population of people to sort of protest against them and or to offer more innovative insights, like the generation of students that'll end up leaving Alaska if our UA system isn't well enough for them, I think that's scary.
And just like for Neely, the cuts are personal for Vu. He wants to pursue a master's degree and to stay in Alaska.
And now I'm questioning that, not because I don't want to stay in the state of Alaska, but because I'm worried that if I were to enroll into a master's program, that there wouldn't be one by the time I finished.
This concern that bridges the personal and the political contributed to the spontaneous energy of the protest. The timing, however, was no accident. Earlier in the day, the Alaska legislature convened in a special session in two separate locations, the majority in Juneau, and a defiant minority in Wasilla. The physical separation mirrors the ideological divide over state funding. Sitka Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins says the math does not look good to achieve the three-quarters majority needed to override any of the governor's vetoes.
You basically have about two-thirds of the legislature that's sort of more or less reacting the same way to the governor's aggressive approach. And you have about one-third of the legislature that's aligning themselves with the governor. And that one-third of the legislature is basically the Matsu Valley Republicans and sort of honorary Matsu Valley Republicans.
While the governor's budget decisions have sparked local protests across the state, the decision to veto was anything but local, according to Christ Tompkins. He believes that the vetoes reflect how insulated this administration has become.
I'll speak broadly, so I'm not outing anybody, but all of these decisions were made from the top of the administration. The people who are actually running these programs and agencies, they weren't consulted.
For Sitkins like Peter Vu, the top-down decision hit home.
Kind of felt like it was a death in the family. It felt like I just got sucker punched.
Many of the protesters will continue to call their representatives and send letters over the next few days as Sitka prepares for more lunch break protests.
Save our state! Save our state!
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Nina Sparling.
Save